the World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
I was nervous before the quarterfinal, but I feel all right ahead of the semi-final. England are taking on Croatia for a place in the World Cup final. Can you believe it? I'm not sure if my lack of nerves is a good thing or a bad thing. We will hear from Mark Landon and Dan Childs from the Racing Post. Also, we'll dip into the FWA chat between Joey Cox and Jonathan Northcroft from the Sunday Times. They're over in Russia and they're looking forward to this England semi-final. In the studio, we have got Mark Walton and Dave Kellner ready, raring to go to preview this huge match. I think we're going to be surprised by both of them going for a Croatia win in this one as well. So stay tuned for all the bets on that. Chaps, why being so unpatriotic? I'm joking, of course. You're both going to go for England, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You've got to go for England in this one. And you mentioned the nerves. There's a very funny joke on Twitter that I can't broadcast about being nervous about a semi.
Do it and I'll bleep it out.
Yeah, okay.
No, don't.
I'm terrified of this. I'm so nervous. England, I think England will win, but I am not in a good place before the game kicks off.
You don't strike me as a nervy kind of guy, Kellner.
I'm generally pessimistic about everything. And even I've been optimistic throughout this World Cup, which has been a major surprise, really. I expected very little coming into the World Cup. But then once we got on the right side of the draw, even though we lost that all-important momentum that we needed to keep throughout the group stages, apparently, I became optimistic. And the game against Sweden, it was as comfortable a performance as you'd ever anticipate, yeah, or could ever dream of expecting, really. It was an assured performance from Gareth Southgate's team. And I expect a similar kind of performance in this semi-final. Mm. I don't think Croatia can hold a candle to this England starting 11.
Fair enough. It's one of those competitions where, and there's been a lot of chat about this, that whole cliche of a team's name being on a trophy. You know, not only have we kind of endured terrible play at times, but we've had injuries, players being booked, so they miss, obviously, the gazetteers. We've just got nothing of that this time. Unless someone, you know, has an accident in training, we've got a clean bill of
health.
You've
cursed it now, haven't you?
I listened to 5 Live this morning and they got through the training session all right. They were kicking a rubber chicken around or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all nice guys. They all do a lot of good work for charity. They're all, you know, very good in front of the media. No injuries, no suspensions going into the semi-final. We've got Croatia, who've played back-to-back extra time and penalties. You know, they've changed their routine, so they're changing, you know, their base camp. So there's a lot of upheaval in the Croatia side of things. It's all going England's way here, Wally. Why are you even nervous?
Yeah, well,
it's like a shoo-in, isn't it?
It's not a shoo-in. If you cast your minds back to the beginning of the tournament and you thought how England would do, we've had an easy draw through. I'm not getting carried away by that. If you say England against Croatia, who would come out on top? I'd say maybe 60-40 in favour of England. I don't think it's the chasm that people are suggesting it is. Croatia have got some brilliant players in there. Luka Modric can turn it on. You've got the likes of Rakitic in there as well, who's obviously played at the highest level for Barcelona, and Mandzukic up front, who's scoring goals as well and being an integral part of assisting goals as well. It's no gimme, but it is the easiest chance England will get to a World Cup final in a long, long time. What's happened is England have actually become Germany, where we're getting a decent passage through and nobody seems flustered. Everything's very relaxed. Everything's very well organised. And Croatia have kind of become England, where there's some kind of disaster in there, or France, and it's all not quite going right, but you're trying to get through a tournament. For me, England do still win the match. And I think they'll win it virtue of their set pieces. We've seen how effective England have been through set plays. Whereas Croatia, I actually did some research about the average height of Croatia players coming into this, and I expected them to be quite a short team. That's not the case. I think they're actually the fourth tallest at the World Cup, which is a little bit of a surprise to me. But I still think when you've got the players like Modric in there, that's going to come back to defend corners against players like Maguire, England will look to dominate that and look to profit from that. And I think that's where the game will be won. If it turns into a passing football match, that's where Croatia will be strong. So I think England need to kind of play to their strengths And kind of just bully them from set pieces a little bit. That's the way I think England need to approach this.
I don't think Zlatko Dalic, though, his first thought won't be from corners, we'll put Luka Modric on Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
I don't think that will be his master plan. But I think Lee made a good point where England come into this without any injury worries, without any suspensions. And if you flip that, Croatia come into this on the back of those two 120-minute games against Denmark, first of all, then against Russia, and they come in with problems here. They look likely to be without one of their key players, Sime Vyshalko, who has played throughout this competition at right back. Atletico Madrid's defender, he got injured in extra time against Russia. He was replaced in that game. And even though he wants to play, it looks unlikely he's going to pass a late fitness test. And that means Vedran Corluka might come in at centre-back. And that will mean they have to split their centre-back partnership with Domagoj Vida, likely to switch to right-back. And Dejan Lovren, if you cast your mind back to October, when Dejan Lovren was up against Harry Kane in that game between Spurs and Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp took Dejan Lovren off after 31 minutes of that match because Harry Kane was terrorising him. And if that centre-back partnership is split here, they are in serious, serious trouble defensively, I think, Croatia. And not only that, their keeper's got a big problem as well, Daniel Subasic.
Yeah.
He's got a hamstring issue, which might hamper his performance as well. So England go into this full fitness. Croatia have definite defensive issues. And I think Harry Kane might run. He's not in quite the same nick as he was last October, Kane. But I think he could still run Lovren ragged in this match.
I think Kane's having to do a different job for England, isn't he? For Tottenham, he gets a lot of ball into feet. The play football that's going to suit him. For England, he's kind of had to be an unselfish target man, whilst also hoovering up chances. His efforts on goal to goals ratio is phenomenal. He's been a perfect feed on the scraps centre forward at this World Cup. And I think if he does start to get a bit of joy, then we might start to see him maybe come into his stride a little bit more in the semi-final. Not that he needs to, of course. You mentioned the extra time and penalties thing for Croatia as well. That's something that has only happened once in World Cup history. Only one side has got through via two penalty shootouts. That was Argentina in 1990. In their third match, they went out on penalties to Germany. So they have to defy history if they're going to try and do a similar kind of thing again. And it just shows that, you know, it makes them tired, doesn't it? Going to 120 minutes for two games in a row. They've ended up doing it a third game in a row. By then, they're mentally exhausted as much as they are physically exhausted. That plays to England's strength here as well. I think England win it, and I'm hoping they do it in the 90 minutes. I think they actually can do it in the 90 minutes as well.
And it's well worth remembering they've played a game more than England as well, because England rested 8 of their 11 starters in that match against Belgium when Southgate was criticised in some quarters for doing so. That looks a shrewd and tactical move now, and I think England come into this fresher. I think they've got a better team as well than Croatia. Croatia are your typical group stage performers. Once it gets to the knockout and the crunch, this is something Slaven Bilic has been talking about on during his punditry time at the World Cup as well. That Croatia, they look good, but when it really matters, they come unstuck. And I think we'll see that in this match.
The odds themselves, I haven't mentioned them yet in all the excitement. 12-5 Croatia, the draw 2-1. I was surprised to see England as big as 13-10. I think it's a good enough price if you fancy England just to have a bet on. Some of the enhanced odds, these are going to be refreshed and changed all the way through Wednesday. So if you like any of these and you see them and you go back and they're not there, stick them on as a hashtag your odds and they'll get priced up. Harry Maguire or John Stones to score in 90 minutes, going on the old set piece idea. 8-1 enhanced from 13-2. Harry Kane to score in England to win in 90 minutes, 5-2, enhanced from 23-10. There'll be a lot of people getting on board that. England to win both halves was 13-2, now 15-2. If you think Kane will do as DK suggests and have a field day, then Kane to score two or more was 6-1, now 8-1. England to win on penalties at 9s. I've seen England to win an extra time at 8-1 as well, which I wouldn't mind. A few stats around the match. These two have never drawn a game, so that doesn't lend itself very well to my England to win in extra time. England have scored at least two in five of the last seven against Croatia, including nine in the last two. Both teams have scored in the last three meetings between Croatia and England. Here's a little quirky one. If England do win the World Cup, they will simultaneously be the under-20, under-17 and senior world championships. Only Brazil have done that in the history, back in 2002, 2003. You're both going for England. What about in terms of goals? Do you expect it to be cagier than I've just kind of I've tipped up there?
Yeah, I think it will be tight, this game. I don't think England are likely to play very expansive football against Croatia, because I think if you do come after Croatia, that's when you'll get hurt on the counter-attack. Luka Modric is obviously a sensational player in the middle of that midfield. And I think what Russia found is they dedicated so much time to Luka Modric and even Rakitic and Mario Mandzukic and even Perisic that they left Ante Rebic free in that game. And he was the likely threat for Croatia, which was a bit surprising, because you expect either Perisic or Modric to do the damage, and it was Rebic in that match. And I could see maybe England will have obviously scouted Croatia following that game, and they will know that he offers a real threat. But I don't think England will get caught out. Of those enhancements that you mentioned, Lee, I think Maguire or Stones to score,
decent.
8-1 has got to be good.
Yeah.
We saw the Croatia come unstuck in the quarterfinal in extra time. Fernandez, the Brazilian-born Russian, scored from that cross into the box late on, and so it shows they are vulnerable from set pieces in just that one move. And I think Maguire and Stones, obviously Stones has got two. Maguire scored in the tournament as well. 8-1 looks pretty attractive to me.
Yeah, I really like the look of that. 8 of England's 11 goals at this World Cup have come via set pieces. So I think that's the way England have to play. You mentioned that you don't think it'll be tight. You don't think England will play expansive football there, Dave. I couldn't agree with you more. If you look at the teams that Croatia have done well against at this World Cup, Argentina tried to play football against them. Admittedly, Argentina are struggling and there's a lot of problems there, but it didn't work. The teams that have come to set up tight and be organised, like Russia in the previous round, they've had the more joy out of Croatia. So I think England will go there thinking, right, we'll just stick to our jobs. We'll be very disciplined and we'll try and benefit what's going to suit us. So the set plays, the counter-attacks our way, I think that's the way England are going to play here. They're not going to try and play beautiful on-the-deck football because that suits Croatia. I think you've got to be smart about this, and I think the way England will approach it will be entirely that way. I see being low on goals. I think like under 2.5 goals is probably a decent shout here. I think England probably would try and win 1-0 or 2-0, just trying to nick goals. They've got a really good conversion rate as well with goals, England. 16.2% of England's shots have turned into goals. Compare that to Croatia's, which is 13. They're by far behind England, Belgium and France, who are all kind of a similar number. And I think that's just because England have used their chances really well, whereas Croatia try and create a lot of chances playing expansive football. And I think if England can nullify that and play their game, that they win this in 90 minutes.
The trending hashtag YourOddsBets on the match page on WilliamHill.com or on the app, there's a few of these I really like. I know you always get lulled into thinking, oh, that could happen with your odds. But England to win 2-0, all right, yeah, you take a bit on trust there. Harry Kane to score and Lovren to be carded.
That sounds nice.
Like, I can see that
sounds nice.
What price are you having for that? What price would you like for that bet?
England to win 2-0, Harry Kane to score, Lovren to be carded. Oof.
It's probably not as big as you want for this, actually. you're going to undervalue this bet now, aren't you?
10-1.
16s.
That's nice.
16s.
I can see that.
Yeah. What about this? Dele Alli to score, assisted by Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
25-1. Again, you could see it happening for a 25. I mean, you need a lot to happen.
Yeah. I prefer the 16-1.
Yeah, I do as well. Harry Kane to score and Harry Maguire to score a header. 28s.
If Maguire's going to score anything, it's going to be a header.
Yeah. Although he did have a go, didn't he?
He did.
Like,
yeah.
Into Rose.
Exactly. If Maguire's going to score, it's going to be a header because he can't do it with his feet.
And then you've got your over two goals, over three cards, over 10 corners, 9-1, and others. Loads of hashtag your odds bets. If you have never done that before, and you there's this one bet that you really fancy, then just tweet at William Hill with your hashtag your odds bet on there. You can actually do it straight from the website as well. Just click on the banner and it'll take you to the page where you can log in and then just send the tweet directly from the website or the app. Any other bets chaps that you've spotted that you really fancy?
Yeah, can I mention one man who has been pilloried by the public throughout this entire tournament?
Gareth Southgate. I know, it's like unbelievable, isn't it?
What more does he have to do? Raheem Sterling.
Yes.
He's 13-5 to score any time in this match. I'm not saying 13-5 is an exceptional price because he has fluffed a few chances, but his work rate for this team has been exceptional. I thought he had his best game of the entire tournament in the last round against Sweden. He is an unsung hero as far as I'm concerned. He makes a lot of runs into dangerous areas. I think he is one of the first, or should be one of the first names on the team sheet. And if his name wasn't Raheem Sterling, he'd be gaining more plaudits.
I cannot believe this, but me and Dave have simultaneously come up with the same point on two different previews without even talking about it, and it's not the popular consensus. I think that Raheem Sterling is coming in for so much undue flack. I don't think Mr. Phillips agreed with me when I made this point yesterday as well. His work ethic is fantastic.
I agree with that bit.
The way that he makes defenders concentrate on him, which frees up Harry Kane. His movement's superb. He just needs one of them to fall right. He's getting in the right places. At some point, it's going to go in. And then if you've got Raheem Sterling propelled by a goal, imagine that as well, a confident Raheem Sterling. He has to play for me. He's integral to what England are doing at this World Cup. And I just hope he gets a goal to just propel him onto the final. I think if that happens, England win the World Cup.
I do agree with all you said about it. It's just what I disagreed with. I just find it hard to back him at that price when he's...
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's not a great price for someone who's out of form.
Yeah, you know?
But my other problem with DK... If you want a player that's going to get chances, though, I mean, he does have to put them away, admittedly, and he's not been clinical enough in this World Cup, but you'll find he will get in behind Croatia. And, I mean, the major chance that he fluffed against Sweden, the way he took the ball out of the air... was absolutely phenomenal, wasn't it?
It's the instinctive... What I was saying to Matt was it's the instinctive things that I worry about. So it's like with Theo Walcott, was always the same, wasn't it? Similar kind of player as well. Ball to feet, goal in front of you, you've only got one option, shoot. Then, you'll have a shot and probably score. It's when it suddenly has to take two, three, four touches.
Yeah, I think...
And try and do too much and get the ball tangled up in the feet. It's like, just be more instinctive, like a Harry Kane.
It's just the confidence that, though, isn't it? If you put him in a City shirt in those situations, he takes it first time or he runs out of man, he just second-guesses himself a little bit for England. And as soon as he gets past that, that's when we see the best of
him. I think
Raheem
it's the grassroots training's probably not been there early on, and he's learning under Pep Guardiola now. And that's why his game has... improved immeasurably in the last 12 months. So I think Sterling will be a huge factor in this match. Whether or not you want to bet on it, it is another point entirely.
There are loads of your odds bets involving him. So if you want a bigger price around it, you know, there's just tons of bets. I mean, there's loads. Go into the bigger price ones and you see some really intriguing ones, like, you know, Sterling to score, Lovren and Stones to both be carded, 100-1. You know, these aren't bets that are completely outlandish 100-1 shots. Just gives you an interest in the match, doesn't it? And if you get a goal from Sterling and then suddenly, you know, Lovren's, as we've already said, could get himself into a bit of bother with Kane, raging right up to 4,000-1. England to win 2-1. The first goal between 26 and 27 minutes. Exactly three cards and exactly 10 corners. It's really 40,000-1. I love that. First goal between 26 and 27.
I do like that Dejan Lovren to get booked.
Yeah.
I think he'll get booked in this match. I don't think it sets up well for him at all against Harry Kane. And I think Kane will win a lot of knockdowns for Lingard and Sterling, who are obviously particularly tricky. Lovren isn't; he has improved, but he's not a fantastic defender. If they have to split that centre-back partnership, I think England win this. I'm genuinely very confident about an England win. I think they win 2-0.
Lovren 5-2 to be carded.
That's good. So that's a good bet.
That's on the if you just go to on the website of the app, penalties, stroke cards, all the prices are available there. Where are you going then, Mark? What's your final?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a very similar hymn sheet to what Dave's singing from there. I think England win in 90 minutes. I don't think there'll be many goals. I think Harry Kane gets on the score sheet here. I think he will get a lot of joy against Dejan Lovren. And I think England winning under 2.5 goals will be my play in the game. That way you've got 1-0 and 2-0 on your side. I think England do it. And I think it's going to be tense. It's going to be nervy at times. I'm probably going to have several heart attacks along the way. It's one of those where
as long as you come through them, Mark, we don't mind.
I'm quietly confident, but also terrified at the same time. But England, for me, do it, and they do it. They'll sneak through.
Thoughts of Dave Callender and Mark Walton there then. Let's get the thoughts of another Mark Langdon with Dan Charles from the Racing Post.
I think the price, match result prices are about right here, so I'm going to straddle the fence a little bit here. I think Ivan Perisic is a really good bet for the first scorer for Croatia. He's the second top scorer in their squad. And I think Kieran Trippier has been a bit of a free kick expert for England. He hasn't scored yet, but he's taken some really good ones. I think he's a massive price to score first.
Yeah, I'm not even sure we'll get those goals, really. I think it's going to be really tight, really nervy. I'm going for the draw in 90 minutes. England have already had one shootout. Croatia have had two. These look well-matched teams to me, both nervy as well. We could be going the distance.
Excitement is at fever pitch for England's World Cup semi-final against Croatia. Can the Three Lions make it to their first final since 1966? We've loads of ways to back Gareth Southgate's men with William Hill. Check out all the enhanced odds, bet boosts and your odds markets online or on mobile.
So loads of markets to get stuck into. The World Cup bet boost, of course. If you put your bet into your bet slip, go in there, touch or click that yellow and black button, the price will get bigger. Enhanced odds galore, hashtag your odds. Have a go on Scratch of the Day as well. It's an England themed one. Football offers, gaming bonuses, prize draw entry, and every time you ever go on that, you go into the big draw, which is happening on Monday after the World Cup final, and they are doubling the prizes. They've given away hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of prizes so far. 50 grand in cash, 10 grand holiday vouchers, and everything's doubled up for the weekend, so well worth your while having a little go on that every day of the World Cup. Let's check in with two of the journalists who've been out in Russia from the FWA. Jerry Cox.
Welcome to the latest William Hill FWA podcast. I'm here with Johnny Northcroft of the Sunday Times. We're in Rapinoe, England's training camp, as it's been all the way through the tournament. Mm. Probably we still didn't expect to be here going into a semi-final with England with one eye on a final.
I think we expected the removal men to be carting off the dartboard out there and dismantling the signage a long time before then. That's always part of a covering an England tournament, actually. It's a ritual of when they dismantle the media centre. Sometimes that happens after a week, but it's great to still be here. And this place is really buzzing. I think it's got busier all the time. There's more foreign journalists, there's more interest, and it's pretty upbeat.
And of course, this game with Croatia really is a crunch game, isn't it? Yeah. It needs not any more introduction than that. England, according to William Hill's odds, 13 to 10 favourites. Croatia, 12 to 5. Yeah. The draw in 90 minutes, 2 to 1. So, you know, can you see it going to extra time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, look at Croatia's last two games. The penalty shootout kings, they like 120 minutes and then penalties. I think the teams are very very evenly matched. I think it's a bit like, more like the Colombia game than the Sweden game. I think England were clearly a better team than Sweden. I think there's very little to choose between England and Croatia. They've both got different strengths. I think it's going to be very tight, and it's going to be about really who handles it, but maybe also who comes in a bit fresher, which is where I think England might have an advantage.
Well, obviously they played two lots of 120 minutes in penalties. And then, as you say, over qualifying to get through, England 8-13 on Croatia 5-4. So England favourites to go through.
So there's a clear difference there, yeah.
And in terms of, we haven't seen this before in the betting, but a penalty to England after VAR, 9-2. Is that worth
That's
a
That's a pretty good bet. I mean, if you think how strong England are on set pieces and how other teams have had to resort to, you know, blocking tactics on the edge of the law to try and stop them getting to those set pieces. VAR has already helped England win a couple of penalties in those situations. I would say that probably there's been a few occasions where England weren't given penalties and they should have been by VAR. So I think that's not a bad bet, actually. As I say, following possibly a corner kick situation.
And of course, Harry Kane, so it's so important to England with his six goals so far. Yeah. But that's 16-5 to make it 7. 16-5 to score the first goal. Wow. 6-5 to make it 7 goals. So
yeah, I mean, he's in a goal drought at the moment, isn't he, Harry Kane?
One game.
I mean, you know, he must be short on confidence. It's always a good bet on Harry Kane to score. I mean, he really impressed me against Sweden. He was very selfless. Mm. He actually drew Swedish defenders into the midfield area by coming short, allowing Raheem to make his runs. I suspect he might play more as you know, the way we know him as a number 9 in this game. And you always think that if England are going to succeed in this tournament, you know, Harry Kane's going to be a huge part of that. So if the bet is right that England are favourites to go through, then also I'd say Harry Kane to score is a good bet.
To score at some stage. a hat trick for Harry, 35-1. Now that's there's long odds, and it probably is pretty unlikely against Croatia, isn't it? They're a better side.
I mean, it'd be sensational if he scored a hat trick in a World Cup semi final. I can't remember the last hat trick in a World Cup semi. Somebody might actually come up and tell me one of the Germans scored a hat trick against Brazil, so maybe I'm completely wrong, 4 years ago. But, you know, that you're in dreamland if Harry Kane scores a hat-trick. I think Croatia are better than that. I don't think they'll concede three goals in the game. It'd be a big ask. It'd have to be quite a lot of VAR. Mm-hmm.
And Raheem Sterling, you mentioned him earlier. Mm. He's done a lot of unselfish work. He's getting rightfully a lot of praise for the running he's doing and unsettling defences, but he hasn't scored yet. Now, he's 14-5 to score against Croatia. Do you think he could break that duck, or is it not important that he does?
No, look, let's not pretend it's not unimportant. I mean, he keeps getting in really good scoring positions, and I think as you get further in a tournament, you need to take your chances. That need grows greater and greater, so you'd hope that he would be able to finish one of them off. I think it'd be important for him personally.
I think it's a confidence thing.
I do. I think he's overthinking it. I think he's really desperate to score. He's doing so many things that are right, and then maybe just overthinking it a bit in that final touch. Where it's not massively important is that his primary role in the team, I think, is actually to create situations, and it's to open up defences via his running. I thought he was brilliant against Sweden. He's got an ability to come short, get the ball in midfield, draw people out that way, but he's also the best player in the team at penetrating, you know, without the ball, running onto a through ball, because he's got that terrific pace and a real intelligence about how he times his runs. I know people back home have not always been behind him. All I can say is viewers on TV aren't seeing what we're seeing in the stadiums.
Exactly. It's a big point, isn't it? You see a lot more when you're there, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You appreciate the quality of his movement. You appreciate that in some of these situations where maybe on TV it looks like he's losing the ball and unnecessarily, you appreciate he's receiving it in really tight and difficult areas. You can also see the quality of the runs to get him into the box, and if he's missing or making the wrong decisions, you're very well aware that he wouldn't be there in the first place were it not for his quality. So, I get that not everything comes through on TV. All I can say is that I've been really impressed with him, particularly in the last game.
Johnny, thank you for your insights. Brilliant. Hopefully, we'll be coming back for another William Hill podcast very soon, previewing the final. Just keep coming back to this space.
William Hill customers is getting more every day of the World Cup. Your odds are available on every World Cup match. So join over 450,000 Your Odds customers and get on the markets everyone's talking about. More choice, more control. William Hill, this is more.
Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Daily World Cup podcast. We've got everything crossed that England can do it. Remember to download this from your preferred podcast provider. You can subscribe via iTunes going through into next season as well, of course. And fingers crossed, we're back talking about England in the World Cup final. Welcome to England, where medieval football often led to serious injury or death. At least 40 men drowned during one game when they chased the ball into the sea. If you're a fan of the royal family, here's a quirky fact for you. King Henry VIII is said to have exploded in his coffin. There's one place the Queen cannot go in England, and that's the House of Commons. During the Great Stink of 1858, the Thames smelt so bad from raw sewage that Parliament had to close. They even thought about reorganising it in Oxford or St Albans. And finally, many Roman roads have cherry trees along the route because soldiers used to spit out the cherry stones going from town to town. England.